Now, Ed Barber, one of our newest baptized and confirmed members, has some words to share with us.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
My journey becoming baptized in the Catholic religion began my freshman year in college. As I always do on my first day of classes, I always show up an extra 15 minutes early, just in case something happens. I walked into class. It was a philosophy class on critical thinking. And I was one of the first students in there. I sat in the middle of the room, one row up from the very back. As the room began to fill, there was still one empty seat to my side. Just as the class was starting, a girl walked in and sat next to me. I was always shy, never wanting to talk, and I will never forget the first question she asked me. "What is your name?" And I replied, "Eddie." Then she replied, "I like that name. I'm going to name my future son that." As I sat there, I had no clue what just happened, but ever since that day, we have now grown closer and closer. She was the one that brought me to church one Sunday morning. At first, I thought it was not for me and that I could be doing something better with my time than going to church for an hour. When I went a few more times throughout the years, and each time I enjoyed it more and more. I still did not know anything about being Catholic, though, but I was curious what it was all about. I saw in one of the bulletins a section on becoming Catholic, so I called and talked to Elaine Ouellette and set up a meeting with her. She asked me some questions that I have never even thought about before. As I sat there with no answers, I knew that this was not going to be an easy process, that I was going to take some time and some hard work on my part. When I then went to the catechumen group of the process, where we were dismissed from the church to go over the readings and explain what it all meant. As we would read through them, the RCIA member would have questions about what we thought about it. At first, I would walk out thinking to myself, how did they get all that out of such a short reading? As I went to more dismissals, I could finally see how. They are all linked together in a way that does truly tell a story. Now that I understand a small part of the story, I know that I have to connect the rest of the story. The final step for me was the wonderful Easter vigil, where I was baptized, had my first communion, and was confirmed. As the RCIA team went over how everything was going to happen, I was very nervous and was afraid that I was going to mess up. With my last name being at the beginning of the alphabet, I was going to be the one that would be going first. After church, before the Easter vigil that night, I was looking at the font and thinking about all the things that I had to remember for that night. Deacon Dan and his wife walked from the back, and I had many questions about what was going to happen that night. She said to me not to worry, and that part of the excitement in this step of the process is the unknown. She then reassured me that the RCIA team would be there to help us, which they did a wonderful job of. Now being baptized, it is not the end of my journey. It is just the beginning of a great new life with God. Now that girl that brought me to church, we are now planning our wedding, where we will be married here July 18th. For me, this is very special. For me, this is very special, since Father Andrew was the one that baptized my fiancée when she was a baby and is the one that will be our witness for our marriage. This is such a great experience to have Father Andrew do all these entire sacraments for the two of us. I want to thank again all the members of the RCI team, Elaine Ouellette, Father Andrew, and everyone in the community for all their help and prayers on the beginning of this great journey of my life. Thank you.
Think you had to help out if we have Kara, your bride-to-be, stand up, okay? Kara Gravlik and Kara Gravlik's grandma and grandpa have been are part of our parish for many years, Stan and Martha Gravlik, and here they are, another generation, so welcome. We look forward to July 18th. And along with Ed, we have all the neophytes, the newly baptized, and the newly confirmed, and the new first communicants. Could you please stand? We want to acknowledge your presence today. Yeah. Thank you. Congratulations. We continue to thank God for you. What a great day.